This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today we're going to be talking about Virtue's innovative ways of solving service provider problems with automation that is changing the landscape of our industry. And we have with us today Virtue's CEO, Daniel Rosenrauch. Daniel, thank you for joining us today.
It's good to talk to you again, Doug.
And also with us, Virtue's Vice President of Sales, Charlene Gustafson. Charlene, thank you for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're going to be jumping right into our topic in just a second, but first of all, Daniel, what is Virtue?
Virtue is a channel-driven unified communications provider. What we really champion is our Vibe platform, and what we've done is we've built a product that enables our partners to quickly go to market, and we digitize as much of the process for them as possible.
Daniel, how did Virtue develop its go-to-market strategy for resellers?
So with myself, as well as my business partner, Rob Finch, we started as interconnects. So we started as resellers. We started in this industry selling older legacy PBX platforms. So we bring rare perspective into service provider problems simply because we've been there. And then we take those experiences that we've had in the past and we still continue to learn today, and we work with our really strong engineering team to develop products to automate and help solve those problems for our service providers.
Now, you know, everyone's these days talking about automation and how maybe they'd like to get into it, but how does Virtue enable resellers to actually leverage automation to compete with the big players that you're talking about?
Yeah, so we take a step back and we understand our partner workflows. So we try and assess our partner workflows from start to finish, and we do it scientifically. So we analyze the workflows, whether it's something as simple as number porting or an end customer purchasing subscription-based revenue from our partners. Again, we really try and analyze the workflow from start to finish and create a version of it that's intuitive and digitized. So for example, for our number porting process that we reinvented a little bit versus some of our competitors, we're not simply a tool for you to input your new number ports that go to the carriers and start that transaction. Our tool, again, is intuitive and it digitizes the process. When you put the information into our LMP tool, it auto-creates the paperwork, sends it automatically to your end customer, allows them to open up the paperwork within your branded portal and actually digitally sign it all within our platform. So again, we take a look at individual workflows that service providers experience, and we try and innovate those workflows and make them as simple as possible.
So, Charlene, how does Virtue's channel manager approach differ versus your competitors?
Yeah, so we leverage automation and give our reseller community the tools they need to be successful, right? Our team goes above and beyond. We go out there, we help our partners win business, whether it's leveraging specific features and integrations within a specific use case or assisting with the development of their go-to-market strategy. At the end of the day, our goal is to really mold into what our partners need, and we provide it for them. Our team, as well as myself, has the market experience to provide this insight and also to provide those winning strategies that our partners can really rely on.
Charlene, you know, the product and branding of Virtue indicate that it's expensive. So where do you see yourself in the market as a wholesaler?
So where we see ourselves in the market as a wholesaler, we're super competitive. And we provide more value to our customers through leveraging things, like I mentioned, in automation to our reseller community. Our ability to deliver our products by leveraging economies and automation of scale keep our pricing actually surprisingly low. All in, our partners should see incredible margins. On average, you know, our MSPs realize 70 to 80% margins with our platform, which does not even include the fact that they can, you know, replace thousands of dollars annually with our Virtue billing engine, or in other words, Vibe platform, for in terms of other softwares they may be using for things like quoting, e-signature, marketing, billing, number porting, and more.
And just to iterate on Char's point, we are super competitive when it comes to a wholesale UCaaS perspective. So sometimes we hear that partners see our platform, they look at everything and they think we're very expensive. But we are very much competitive, especially versus some of the bigger name wholesalers out there. I think if you're a service provider and you're considering a switch, seeing our numbers versus somebody else might be especially enticing and something that probably just a little unexpected when it comes price-wise. And then on top of that, we do try and provide way more utility and value than our competitors do. So we're not simply providing a wholesale unified communication product. We're providing the full business in a box and all those different platforms that our service providers need to go to business, so they don't have to contract with 7, 8, 9, 10 different vendors to deliver one product or service.
You know, Daniel, my understanding in our discussions in the past, I've been led to believe that your MSPs actually enjoy good margins.
They do. Yeah, I would say they're just as, if not more competitive than anyone else in the industry. We try not to nickel and dime as much as possible, and we really try and keep our costs low so our service providers are not only winning more business, but realizing higher margins. Because if they're happy, we're happy.
You know, and Charlene, you know, at IT Expo, MSP Expo that we all were at, you know, there was so much discussion about market positioning, and there was so much emphasis on, in fact, not being a wholesaler in the sense of being, you know, the low-cost guy. So it seems like you guys have aimed for a nice balance of very high quality and yet also still competitive on price.
Absolutely. And that's the name of the game here at Virtue, right, Doug? Our goal from day one was to provide this premium service, you know, one that our community are proud to be a part of, and also, you know, prospects who would be very interested in, you know, joining suit and becoming a part of the Virtue community. We want to provide the best service, and we want to make sure that we do it at a fair price that obviously will leave our communities and our retailers as successful with increasing, again, as I mentioned earlier, those 70 to 80% margins with our platform.
And I think just to add to Shar's point there is that we do this without sacrificing on quality. So we know that a lot of our wholesale competitors, in order to keep their costs low, they'll do things like purchase used servers or have more like a band-aided thrown together type of network. So we really pride ourselves on having a best-in-breed network, whether it's the hardware we use or the top-of-line latest and greatest technologies we use, whether it's Google Kubernetes or anything else, you know, along those lines. We, again, even though our cost is very tremendously competitive, we don't sacrifice our hardware spend or anything like that at our partner's expense.
So Charlene, how easy is it to become an MSP partner of Virtue?
It's super easy. It's just as simple as reaching out to the Virtue team. All of our team members would be definitely eager to, you know, speak to anybody who would be considering our white label partner program at this time. And it's also an exciting time here at Virtue. We just released our latest new onboarding platform. It's completely automated self-service to spin up new resellers and get them rocking and rolling and starting to onboard seats on their own. And we definitely look forward to speaking with them all soon.
Well, Charlene and Daniel, thank you very much for joining me today. This has been very interesting. You know, it was great at the recent MSP Expo to actually sort of talk about this stuff. But here we actually have an example of a company that's really implementing the idea of you know, creating a place for MSPs to really prosper you know, leverage things like automation, which is, we talk about it, but I'm not sure it's always used. I want to thank both of you for coming on our podcast today, and I'm looking forward to our next podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Talk soon.